Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome once again to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I have one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez. Welcome to the live stream here on Checkpoint XP. And I have my very good friends, Andrea and Mike and Ellie from Devious Eye Entertainments. They're no strangers to the Geek Culture Congress show. They brought us a super sneak alpha preview of their game, Reverie. And it was just the first chapter, of course, which is why we're here today, right, Andrea?
Yes, it is.
All right. So for anyone who's watching this right now and or listening to this podcast, go ahead and give the introduction of the company. And, of course, the two here that are live with us, well, Mike and Ellie.
Yes, so I am Andrea. I am CEO of Devious Eye Entertainment. We have our Steam page in early access mode for Awoken Chapter 1 of Reverie. And with me here is Mike. He is our public relations officer, and we have our newest addition to our team, Ellie, who is the host of eSpot Live.
Excellent.
And she is live on our DVSI Entertainment Twitch channel every Monday and Thursday.
All right. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Geek Culture Congress, and feel free to jump on the show. You guys got the link now. Jump on the show whenever you guys want to be a part of it. Maybe you got something new to share.
All right.
Mike, tell me more about DVSI Entertainment. I know we've had Billy, the CEO, on the show before, and yep. I just want to catch up for everyone who doesn't know your guys' story and the company's story and what your guys' goal and what with the brand new game and everything you have working on in the works.
I've only been with the company for about 6 months. I met Billy out of the blue and came in, but I guess we've been around for, Andrea, four and a half years?
4.5 years.
So, yeah, I mean, as far as specifics with the company goes, that's all Andrea.
All right, Andrea. Go ahead and give me the spiel. Let everyone know going on with Devious Eye Entertainment, what you guys are working on. What are you guys are cooking behind the scenes there?
So yes, we are currently working on a bunch of games. On September 1st,
which is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. We have our DVSI Entertainment Inspire event, and that is where we're going to be announcing 9 games. That's where the 9 came from.
Games? Wow. That's a lot of games.
It is.
Yes.
And then this year, 3 of those 9 games are going to be releasing.
Excellent. So for everyone locally in the Florida area, you guys are local here to the Florida, St. Petersburg, Largo area,
yes,
right?
We are, yes.
Pinellas County. Here we go. And so, we're really excited to showcase you here on the Geek Culture Congress and everything that you guys are working on. And it was a real honor for us to have you, just your alpha. You got your bare bones of what you guys are working on as far as Awoken Chapter 1 of Reverie is concerned. So without further ado, give us a little sneak preview of what you're going to expose to the world tomorrow on your guys' Twitch channel. So give it to us, Andrea.
Yes, yeah, so it is the early access version. But due to COVID, we decided to release the game a little early instead of waiting until fall of next year.
Excellent.
So we have early access. It is the prequel to the main game. It is Awoken Chapter 1 of Reverie.
Okay.
And you play as Alan Mason, who is trying to figure out why he's here. And he's trying to reunite with some family members in this place. So he's trying to find them, rescue them, and then get out of there.
Excellent. So, we're going to start an early access. And this early access is going to be playable, right?
It is, yes.
Okay. And when they finally purchase the full game, will they be able to start this prequel? Or is it only exclusive to the early access?
The prequel it's the early access version, but when you buy the full game, they all connect together.
Okay.
We will eventually have them all integrated as one game bundle. But for the moment, early access will be different. It will be separated from the full version.
Excellent. So tell me more. This is going to be on Steam?
Yes, it is. At first, it will be on Steam, the early access purpose.
Okay.
And then gradually, it will be on all. It will be across all platforms. Maybe not on the same day, but we will get to all platforms, though.
Excellent. All right, so Elliot, you're excited. You've seen behind the scenes of how the game is looking. So tell me more as a reporter and how you speak on video games all the time. So are you excited about this new survival horror game?
I am super stoked. So as people who have seen my show know, I'm pretty new to the gaming world. I'm a massive nerd. I'm not new to entertainment, but I am new to video games. So getting to see little snippets, the behind the scenes of Awoken has been really, really exciting. And it's been like a huge learning curve for me, but it's really fun. The thing for me, I don't like horror, so you know it's good when it freaks me out.
All right.
This freaks me out.
Yeah.
They don't play. Like, it's good. There's a lot of detail in there. We're super excited for everybody to see. You can jump on the Steam page now and check out screenshots and gameplay, and we're going to give you a taste of that today as well. But the detail in the game's really, really cool. The monsters in the game are really, really scary. We really, like, we didn't hold back. So, yeah, I'm super excited for everybody to see that. There's, like, niche things in there, too. Like, if you have a very specific fear, they probably found a way to throw it in there, and it kind of pisses me off in a good way. But, yeah, so it's been fun. It's been really, really fun to watch.
Excellent. So, Andrea, do you have, you got, show us a little bit of it? Give us a little sneak preview of what to expect tomorrow?
I have a copy of it pulled up here.
All right.
Can go ahead and play it.
All right, excellent. So I'm gonna make you big here, and then I actually made a nice cool scene for you here. So, bam! All right. I know why. Yes. So, Terry, we're gonna have to repeat that all over again. The chat
oh man,
that we'll do that out of the show, okay?
So we just all looked like we were just talking.
It's all right. It's okay.
That's all good.
It's all right. And the final product will be fine.
Oh, this has been updated since the last time I saw the gameplay, so this is fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that scream. That sounds haunting.
It does.
Oh, no.
Banana. Oh, I don't like it.
What are we going to do with this banana?
There's...
Throw it. No, it's...
Mario Kart? When you're getting chased, you know, you just...
The monster,
you trip the computer. Bad guys.
So eventually when I get injured...
So
I can
the lighting in this game really trips me out.
My brain is so muddy. The halls of this hospital are so strange. Where is everyone? I should probably... I don't know. I missed the line before I went away. All right, so there's somebody else here.
The darkness in the game really gets me freaked out. I don't know if it's... I mean, I guess I'm afraid of the dark, but...
Oh!
Yeah, there's a nice jump scare.
Nope. What was that?
Hello.
Anybody there?
That's fine.
You know, imagine waking up in a mental ward like this, and yeah, Nope.
I'm gonna wait to go down that way, that dark and doomed hallway. I'm gonna go this way. It's a little more fearful.
You're so, going into the darkness.
Just a setup. Give me a setup as far as the story is concerned, Andrea. Why are we walking around right now? Why is this character walking around trying to figure out what the heck is going on?
So Alan Mason got word that his two siblings were here, and he is trying to find them. So he is here on a rescue mission.
I see. Okay, so... Mm.
But he himself has recently escaped. Not escaped. He was discharged from a... he has PTSD from when he was in the military, so he was recently released from where he was at. And then he found himself that he woke up here, and he's like, well, he was planning on finding his siblings, but then it turns out he woke up here, so that was strangely and eerily convenient. His mission is to find out what exactly has been going on here and why he hasn't heard from his siblings, and then also to find out why he was randomly brought here, too.
Well, that doesn't, just this room doesn't look so bad.
All right.
I'm like getting super invested. I'm just waiting for it. I know something's going to jump out at me. And it's not even me playing. Oh, good.
Seems the most important lock.
Have a dummy load. You do, though, on the, that tender has a dummy load that you got, I think. Hmm. Not built in, you have to attach one to the back.
That's enough of that.
So that's the game playing, that's a radio that you guys are, they're touching there, right?
Okay, okay, this one here has,
That's pretty sweet. That's
the, yeah, I like that.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nope.
Shit, no.
Okay.
Andrea, can you explain how the monsters track you and how the different types of monsters that we have just find you?
If you have different temperaments, you'll notice some of the monsters are more tame, a little more chilled than the other ones.
Absolutely.
This guy here is a little bit more chill on the chill side, but he will still end my day if I get too close to him. And I'm not walking with him. I'm going to take a stroll.
Is moonwalking in place? You know, that's alpha for you.
So you currently don't have any weapons or anything, right?
I don't have weapons now. However, you see, I was able to pick up some ammo that was next to my flashlight.
Gotcha.
So that will be something I can find later on to put the bullets into a weapon of some kind. Instead of just
so for now, I guess you just have to throw the bullets?
Yeah, just throw the bullets. You know? You just throw them hard enough to go off.
You roll them on the floor like marbles.
hold them in your hand. And get a hammer. Hit it like
the old
that.
Little firework snaps like that you throw on the ground.
Oh, that Sorry. Wasn't a good noise.
So, Andrea, how long has this been in development? I know we had you guys on showing us the alpha, but how much time before that we had you on the show with the alpha?
In total. The game as a whole has been in development for about 4 years.
Yeah.
This version, once we showed you guys the other build, we decided to jump back into it, and we saw the game is made with Unity, so we decided to take advantage of one of Unity's new products, which is HDRP.
Okay.
A high-definition render pipeline. That's why the game looks much different than it did back when you saw it last.
Well, yeah, and it looks like... Yeah, it looks... It's wild. It's a very realistic looking, very well rendered graphics from the alpha that we had showed. Oof, when was it? Beginning of last year?
I think it was. Yeah, it's been quite a long time.
Yeah.
Seeing it in person, just doesn't feel much. Like
oh. Ash.
So it begins.
Sorry, I told you guys I don't do horror. One of my favorite things, just walking. Oh crap.
Okay, yep, he's still there.
Well, you're not going to make it. Under the table, really?
Classic.
Oh, but I like it.
You can hide under the table? Look at that. That's classic.
He's watching.
He's just chilling for you.
I'll just keep a chair between him and I. Oh, right here, the foot.
Wait, Andrea, I didn't know we could crawl under these tables. Can we crawl under beds and stuff, too? That'd be awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If they're high enough.
Cool.
Look at him. He's just...
One of my favorite things watching this kind of thing is the, like, detail.
Yeah.
Like, on the floor, the patterns and the lights.
Yeah,
and,
yeah it honestly looks photorealistic like when you rooms are running with... it on high settings.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Yeah, it's giving me some decorating ideas.
Beautiful.
There's a room with wallpaper that's just, like, beautifully ornate. And I was talking with our team. We were just like, I want that in my house. But now it's, like, attached to being, you know, hunted by monsters. So maybe not.
Actually, if I can dodge this guy, I'm going to pull some ESPN moves here and see if I can get around him since I don't have my gun yet. And see if I can get to that that room you're talking about with the very ornate wallpaper.
He's after the banana. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. The
banana. That's what it is.
I think you jinxed your game with the banana at the whole beginning.
You can smell it.
Yep.
Just toss that banana.
Or throw it down the other hallway.
Oh, geez. Yep.
I'm a chicken when it comes to horror games, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it says the developer.
There it goes.
I don't want to. Run. Don't look back. Run. I might have. But then I have his other buddy. Oh. Okay, so upstairs is where I wanted to go. Maybe I can just...
Yeah, let's just follow the bad guy.
If I just, like, kind of wait for him?
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Oh my gosh!
Okay. Maybe he didn't follow me. Maybe I'm running for no reason. Okay. Let me just crouch here. Okay, bad idea.
Very bad.
I was going to try and be stealthy.
That goes with the different temperament... the different temperament of the monsters. Some of them are going to hunt
Panda,
you. Some of them are going to follow.
Said
some of them are going to chill.
Panda Mental said he's going to hide forever.
Yeah. What is this character clocking to 40? You're moving kind of fast.
TNT Husky said chairs will forever be the true heroes.
Maybe. Okay. All right. My ESPN moves are pulling off here. Okay. I might. Yes, here we go. A lovely kitchen. So I'm just going to take this hallway, move around, and go back to my kitchen of the ornate wallpaper. I am risking my life for this wallpaper. This is home decorating next level. If they follow me up here, I'm doomed.
When I played this, I couldn't get up here. That guy just would not let me through. So this is interesting. This is all new for me.
It's like a nightclub, you know, the women always get in free.
This is going to be my wallpaper when I win the lottery. Look at that,
wallpaper.
Though. Look at the gold inlay.
Think of it this way, though. If you go to Steam and buy our early access version of this game, you'll have this wallpaper forever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Forever.
Okay. That is very detailed.
That was a very good promo you did, Andrea. Good promo.
In 4K, it's ridiculous, guys.
Yeah.
Like, no joke.
And the tile. That tile, though.
That tile, though, right? The detail is so cool in this. Yeah. Also, while we're plugging, getting this on Steam, I'm going to go ahead and plug tomorrow's event. So September 1st, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we've got DBSI Entertainment Inspire event. And if you come in and watch us live on Twitch, we're actually going to be giving away a limited number of these Steam keys so you can go ahead and check out the early access as soon as it's released. So I highly recommend showing up tomorrow.
I had a sneaky feeling.
Yeah, no skin.
Oh, can we run?
Remember when I said niche fears?
It's like Andrea's driving, and we are a bunch of backseat drivers.
Oh my gosh!
Let's not go back upstairs.
Why are you? Oh,
I know. Oh boy.
Have we used the flashlight yet?
Not yet, no. I'm trying to... So, with the flashlight, the batteries die very quickly. So I'm trying to...
Find a gun, maybe? That's what yes, Chromosome's saying.
To get the gun. Get the gun.
He's still there.
He's not giving up.
He's under the assumption that you know where the gun is, Andrea.
I do. I know where the gun is at. That's right. I forgot that room is locked for now. Until I find the key. My health is very, very low.
So there's always little things that you gotta hunt for. Keep an eye out for those batteries. Keep an eye out for keys. Trying to find a gun.
Oh, no, there's another one.
Shortage of goals in this. Oh my gosh.
Right, I was playing.
Those eyes.
So with that, with their intelligence to flanking like that, we do have a system where the monsters in this game will learn from your actions. They learn what you do.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And they modify their strategies and tactics based on what you do.
Interesting. All right. I like that.
Keep that rich.
Yeah. In the Unity engine, it's called machine learning, so we do have that implemented. So that's how they were able to outsmart the player.
Excellent.
And take me out.
Excellent. I'm really blown away how far as far as the game has gone so far. That's
yeah.
I mean that's a pretty awesome little preview that you gave us there, Andrea. I wish you would have grabbed the gun so we could see that the action. But you know what? They're just gonna have to go watch your guys' live event tomorrow on your Twitch channel and get the whole. The whole main course, should I say. So, Ellie, go ahead and give everyone the info for the live event tomorrow. Again, one more time.
Sure thing. So tomorrow's live event is called Devious Eye Entertainment Inspire. It's going to be 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so all y'all Florida folks, tune in. We're going to have the live event across a couple of platforms, but mostly on Twitch, and... again, make sure you come live because we're going to be giving out Steam keys so you can get a chance to play Awoken as soon as it's released, which we're super stoked about.
So,
but
so
we're also going to be
free.
Giving out lots of info. So we're announcing 9 games that we have in the works, and 3 of them we're releasing this year. So we've got so much exciting info.
Wow, that's awesome. So they're gonna if they win a Steam key, they get to play the game for free.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's dope.
Excellent. That's really dope. Tarek, what do you think about what you just saw, man?
I wanted to say before, the sound effects on this game are amazing. Like, I found that really stuck out to me, just the noises. Even after your untimely demise, hearing the monster gloat over the box was... like alarming. I think that makes for a good horror video game. Is one of the big things is the sounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I'm interested, but I'm scared. But I'm interested.
Well, I got a key for you, Tarek. Don't worry about it. Right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Billy hooking us up here on Geek Culture Congress. Shouts out to everyone that is watching this on the live stream. Sorry for any technical difficulties that we had. I hope everyone enjoyed that little preview of Awoken Reverie Chapter 1 tomorrow. Drop the channel one more time, Ellie, for everyone who didn't hear it the first time or the fifth time, should I say.
Tomorrow at 1 p.m., so September 1st, 1 p.m., we have a live event called Devious Eye Entertainment Inspire. So please show up to that. It's going to be live on our Twitch channel, and we've got so much really, really exciting news to share with you guys.
Excellent. Thanks so much, guys, for hanging out with us. Mike, before we go, Mike, you're a latecomer to Devious Eye Entertainment. So give us a sneak preview of everything that's in the works. What's your vision for all the things that you want the company to do and be a part of?
So, like I told you a little bit earlier, I'm here to make us look as good as possible in the public eye. And, it's not too hard when you got all this talent producing stuff at the quality that they are. So, you know, it's just really buttoning up little things here and there, getting us all on the same page, turning us from a band of little geeks and stuff playing on our computers to a professional, you know, a no shit company. So,
yeah, yeah, right. I like it.
It's kind of corralling everybody and getting everybody on that same page it can be challenging, but you know, somebody's got to do it, right? So
yeah, that's right. That's right. You guys are more welcome to hang out with us while I transition back to the regular show. Thank you so much for sharing everything that you guys have been working on as far as Awoken Reverie Chapter 1. I'm excited to see the event tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We're excited. Woo! And thank you so much for hanging out with us. Ellie, go ahead and drop the channel for your shows, for your eSpot, for the sports show, that segments that you do as well.
My show is called eSpot Live, and it airs every Monday and Thursday. It's a live streamed Twitch event, and I just chat about mostly gaming news, but really any news in the entertainment industry, anything that we find that's caught our attention, that's interesting, that we want to share with you guys and chat about. Yeah, we just kind of hop on live and have a conversation. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent. Andrea, are you excited now that finally this little baby that you've been helping to put together is finally coming to fruition, you know?
I am. This company, all of us, the family of DBS Entertainment, have been working on this game in particular a very long time, as well as the other projects, other games that have come up. So I'm very proud in the sense that we get to release this game, but also to show the hard work and dedication that the team has come in, that they put into it. Whether they've just joined recently or they've been in the company since day one, either way, it's still everyone's company. We're all still family members in this company, and I'm very proud of this team. Like, very proud of this team.
Excellent.
I've seen her cry about this.
I'm excited.
It's very emotional.
I'm excited for all of you guys. I just hope that is a great success, and whatever we can do here locally on our side, as far as the podcast is concerned, let us know. And thank you so much for just sharing, giving us a exclusive preview that you guys didn't have to do. Thank you so much for coming on and giving that to us here on the show. Thank you so much,
guys. Thank you for having us here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
thank
no problem. You. The door's open all the time for anything that you guys are working on and you guys want to showcase. We're here for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Right, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So go, guys, right now. Follow them. Devious Eye Entertainment. They are on Twitch. They have a YouTube channel. They are all over, okay? Go to their website, deviouseyeentertainment.com. I believe that's the website. And look out.
It's a website. Deviouseye.com.
Devious Eye.com. DeviousEye.com.
And on Facebook.
And on Facebook as well as DeviousEye Entertainment, right?
Yes.
Keep a lookout for Awoken, Chapter 1 of Reverie, coming soon. Thank you so much, guys. All right. You're more than welcome to hang out here on the live show while I talk with Tarek here about the untimely death of Chadwick Boseman.
I do have to log out.
Oh, you got to go. So you want to just... give us your sentiments before you head out.
Yeah, it's one of the most tragic losses I've ever encountered especially in my acting career. It's like, this is someone, you know, who's been very inspiring as an actor, and the character he brought the character that he was able to bring to the screen, which a lot of people never thought would happen. Been in the works for a long time. The way he encompassed that character was amazing. And then when you look back, he did James Brown, he did Thurgood Marshall, he did, you know, so many other iconic, Jackie Robinson, you know, he played Jim Brown.
Yeah.
He had so many really iconic characters that this dude played. And again, the strength to be able to do a lot of these roles while dealing with, you know, stage 3 or stage 4 cancer is astonishing. So I think he's going to be one of these icons along the lines of like a Heath Ledger. You know, it's going to be someone we're always going to remember.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm just at a loss for words. Like I told you earlier, I couldn't believe the news when it dropped Friday, and I thought it was fake. I thought the internet killed him. And, yeah. you know, and I'm just, you know, such an inspiring story. His story, his personal story is inspiring. You know, he could have just, you know, wallowed in his, you know, prognosis and, you know, and stopped working and, you know what I mean?
But, yeah, right. I mean, that's why I feel like with this, with how he kept working, like Black Panther, that movie has, I haven't seen it yet from what I've heard, though, it has a very good message and it's a very powerful movie. I feel like now, more than ever, that it's going to sit differently in history now. It's going to have a, it's going to add to its meaning with how he continued to fight through and develop this film while going through what he was going through. So it's definitely going to add to the meaning to that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Andre, you need to go watch Black Panther. You will enjoy
it. I know.
It.
I definitely need to.
Yeah. You will enjoy it. It's a great work of cinema. I mean, it's very well done. Even just the last parting line of the antagonist at near the end of the movie is just like, it's like a gut shot, you know? It's like a gut shot. Yeah, so... Yeah.
There will be tears.
Oh, definitely now. So thank you so much, everyone, for hanging out here on the live show here at Geek Culture Congress. I won't take up any much more of your time, and rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman, and... We're excited for Awoken Reverie Chapter 1. Go check out the live event tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Don't miss it. Thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
have
a good one.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.